Matthew 7 and verses 13 and 14. Enter in at the straight gate. And straight there, without the GH in it, means narrow. Enter in at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And many there be which go in thereat. Because straight is the gate, narrow is the way which leads to life, and few there be that find it. Thank you, Lord, for your word this morning. Speak to us and bless it to us, we pray. In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Notice the twofold description. Wide is the gate, broad is the way. Straight or narrow is the gate, and narrow is the way. There's a double description. Wide is the gate, broad is the way. Straight is the gate, narrow is the way. There are those two aspects. The wide gate and the broad way lead to destruction. Many going along that road, many going along that pathway. And it's sadness and it's folly for believers to want to join in with that crowd and share the things that they seem to enjoy. We've been called away from that. The Lord saved us and called us to follow him. It's a difficult pathway sometimes.
Yes.
But we follow him. He keeps us day by day. Read the Good Shepherd in Psalm 23. He leads us. We follow him. Sometimes he leads us, says the psalmist, in the valley of the shadow of death. But even though that's where we're going, he says, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Many going along the broad way. Where does it end? Destruction. Destruction. It's an attractive way. That's why people go along that pathway. To the human mind and the human frame, it's an attractive way.
Yeah.
All you want is there, from an earthly point of view. Jesus was tested on this. The devil tempted him.
Yes.
He presented to Jesus the same temptation that he presents to every one of us. Jesus shows us the pathway to victory.
Yes.
He overcame. He said to Jesus, you want food? Have as much as you want. Stones, look at the stone. Turn them into bread. You can do it. Use your powers. Turn the stones to bread. You want everything that will make you happy in life? Look at that crowd along that big broad wave. They've got all the luxuries and the pleasures, and they can go here, there and everywhere. They've got the biggest cars, they've got the biggest television sets, they've got wonderful food and all the rest of it. Where's it leading to? Destruction. Destruction. It's an attractive way to the human body, to the human mind. It's a popular way.
You're right.
Because everybody seems to be going down that way. It's what everybody does. And what are we like? As unsaved people, before we were saved, what were we like? We want everything that everybody else is enjoying. If he's got a big car next door, we want the big car. If he's got a 10-foot television screen, we want a 10-foot television screen. Do they make them that big? I suppose they do these days. CinemaScope. None of these things is wrong. But if that's what we're making our aim in life, to have everything that there is in the world to make us happy, we've missed the way of salvation. And only true happiness, peace with God, can be found in the truth of the gospel, in the good news. But it's a popular way, you see. Everybody seems to be going that way. We want to do what everybody else does. You've heard kids come home from school and you tell them off for doing something, and everybody's doing that. Everybody's got these. We want one of those for Christmas. It's the popular way. Jesus was tempted by the devil. You see, Jesus got the victory in all these areas.
Right.
Says, you want to be popular, says the devil? You want everyone to follow you? Come top of the temple. Throw yourself off. And the angels will keep you. And when people see you floating down and no harm comes to you, they'll follow you. And then you can do what you want with them. They'll be yours. Wrong way. Wrong way. Jesus didn't come to get a popular following. He came to save sinners.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And he went the way of the cross. It's an attractive way. It's a popular way. And it seems to be an easy way. It's broad.
That's right.
Plenty of room for everyone.
Do as you like.
It's accommodating. It suits the lazy human nature. And Jesus was tempted on this score. The devil says, you want the world? You want all these things? Here's the easy way. Bow down, worship me, you've got the lot. I'll give it to you. Follow the devil's leading. He offers you everything. You'll get death. The wide gate, the broad way. Plenty of room for everyone. Attractive, popular, easy. What about this other gate? It's straight, it's narrow. There's not much room. You've got to squeeze through. Straight is the gate. There's a gateway, you see, to life that God wants us to have. It doesn't seem to be an easy pathway or an easy entrance. But the price that was paid was the most difficult thing.
That's right.
Jesus paid the price at Calvary.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And he asks us to repent, to turn our back on the previous things that we look for hope and for enjoyment. He says, repent of all our bad ways, of all our wicked ways. Repent and put your faith and trust in the Lord Jesus
Amen.
Christ.
Glory.
Accept him as Saviour and Lord.
Yes.
And your sins, which are many, your sins would be forgiven, would be cleansed. It's saying no to self and all that self wants.
Yes.
And saying yes to Jesus. There's only one way. It's a narrow way. It's a straight gate and a narrow way. Straight is the gate. Salvation that we have in the Lord Jesus Christ. When we repent and put our faith and trust in Jesus as the only Saviour from sin, that we enter that gate, we enter that way.
Glory.
Jesus said, I am the door.
Yes.
By me, if anyone enter in, he shall be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He's the door. He's also the way. He said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me. And when we turn our back on all our efforts and all that we could do and admit that we're sinners and failures and we have no hope of ever pleasing God in our own strength and in our own works, and we put our faith and trust in Jesus.
Yes.
We go in that straight gate. He is the door.
Amen.
He is the way. We are saved. It's turning our back. It's forsaking all worldly ways.
Amen.
Therefore, it's not popular with those who love the world.
Right.
It's not popular with Satan and his hosts.
Yes.
But it's the only way of salvation. There is no other way. You'll find no other door. You'll find no other gate.
That's right.
It's Jesus and Jesus only. No other religion. You know, I deleted a track from... I recalled my CDs onto a hard disk thing that I've got. And I bought some time ago for £1 in Poundland a gospel. It was a gospel thing. And one of these tracks on there was There's One God. And as I listened to it, I thought, hey, this isn't right. This fellow's singing about people calling the one God by many different names.
That's right. There's many gods.
Whoa. Many different names. Having different beliefs, but it's all from the one God. I've deleted it. It's gone.
That's being great.
I've never listened to that. Well, if I'd listened to it, I'd not taken any note. It was just music in the background. So there it is. It's gone. It's deleted. It's error. It's error. It's the thoughts of many people today, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or we all worship the same God. No, we don't.
No.
He is the Lord. He is Jehovah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh.
There's one way of salvation. When we are saved, we enter a new life, a new environment with God. Forsaking all worldly ways, we become new creatures in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
If any man be in Christ, he is a new creation.
Hallelujah.
Bless the Lord. We've been brought back to God, going through that straight gate. It's the only way back to God. It means repenting. It means turning away from sin. It means turning away from all the worldly things that would want to have a hold in our lives. And some modern Christians seem to find it difficult to turn their back on the worldly things. But we have to repent and turn. But our faith and trust in Jesus is being brought back to God. We're reconciled. We're made one with God again. We're forgiven. There's the new birth.
Yes.
And this new gate, this one gate, this narrow gate, sorry, this straight gate, this narrow gate, it puts us, as a beginner, if you like, on a pathway that has to be trod if we want to know real life, abundant life in Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The sad thing is, there are so many that seem to make that initial start, enter in at that narrow, that straight gate,
yes,
and don't go any further.
Yes.
They don't tread the narrow way, day by day, moment by moment.
Yes.
They've gone through the gate, or they claim they've gone through the gate, they've accepted Jesus Christ as Saviour and Lord, but then they want all that they've got on that other road,
yes,
the broad road. They're not going down the narrow way.
Yes.
You see, it's a narrow way that leads to life. It doesn't offer things that would make us worshippers of what the world has.
That's right.
We serve Him. Too many stay just within the gate. Narrow is the way which leads to life. For what did Jesus say? Few there be that find it. Few there be that find it. You see, Steve Chalk down in London there wants to change that. He has changed it. Well, he hasn't changed it, but he thinks he's changed it. He's offering this life for everybody. He would go along with many names, one God. And in the end, I think he's got the view. I can't spend too much time looking at what he's putting on there. But basically, in the end, he's saying, and this is from the title on one of his web pages, everyone is in. The good news is really good news. He says, everyone is in.
Yeah.
There's no place of punishment.
Not what Jesus said.
Not what Jesus said, no. There's a narrow way, said Jesus. It's a straight gate, a narrow gate. There's a narrow way. But it leads to life. Where's the other broad way leading? It seems to be full of life, but it's artificial. It's not real. It's leading to destruction.
Yes.
We want to be on the right route. We want to be on the right pathway. Hallelujah. Jesus said, few there be that find it. Few find the gate. Even fewer then proceed along the way.
That's right.
We need to walk that pathway that leads to life. Hallelujah. Many are quite content to plod along to church every Sunday, sing a few hymns, recite a few prayers, without letting it affect their lives. They've been through the ritual, they think that's it. Do they enjoy being, oh no, it's a bit of a chore, you have to plod along, you have to go to church, and you have to go through the service, but we do it because it's good for us. The more you suffer, the better it is for you, sort of thing. Oh, let's know that real life in the risen Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Hallelujah. It may be a narrow way, but those who are on the narrow way have life in all its fullness.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
The world doesn't want to choose that sort of life. But when you're saved and you know that life, and you've tasted and seen that the Lord is good, you want to walk that pathway every day, even though it's narrow. In Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1. It says, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith toward God, of the doctrines of baptism, laying over hands, of resurrection of the dead and of eternal judgment. This will we do, if God permit. But we want to go on and on. We're going to make the journey.
That's right.
Along that pathway. In Matthew 6, Jesus said, seek first the kingdom of God, and all these other things you're worrying about, all these other things will be added unto you. Praise the Lord. There's joy on that pathway. The gate seems narrow because it seems, wow, it's repentance and turning away from sin, and it seems to be so hard and heavy. No, it's not. Repentance is what we need to do. Repentance is what we have to do. But there's joy in it afterwards because we receive something far better. We've turned away from that to receive what the Lord has for us in all its fullness, and we can walk along that pathway. With Paul, we must be able to say truthfully, and Paul said these words, can we say them this morning? We're walking along that narrow pathway. Can we say these words? I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. There's the difference. We're living, but it's Christ living in us. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The thing about the narrow road, the straight gate and the narrow road, is that it leads to life.
Yes.
Where does the broad road lead to? Destruction. Do you want destruction? No. Ask anyone in the world, do you want destruction, ultimate, total destruction, horrible, everlasting destruction? Do you want to be in that situation? Suffering forever? No. Do you want life? Yes. Here it is. There's the pathway. There's the gate. There's the gate. Doesn't look very attractive. Look at the gate over there. Look, it's wonderful. Look, wide open door. Yeah. Here's the gate.
That's right.
Crucified with Christ.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Crucified with Christ. Risen again. We live with him. For there is a power and victory of the kingdom of God. When we're walking that narrow way, we're where God is ruling and reigning, where he is the sovereign Lord in our hearts and lives. Yes. It's the kingdom of God within us. Jesus said, the kingdom of God is within you.
Yes.
The modernists say, what do we translate it? They say, the kingdom of God is among you.
No.
It doesn't.
It's in us.
The word entos in Greek always means within.
Amen.
It never means anywhere in classical Greek or New Testament. It never means among.
Right.
But the clever boys can't quite take that if they're unbelieving religious people. Oh, the kingdom of God is among you. It's amongst us.
No.
No, it's within us. God rules and reigns within each individual believer. Praise the Lord. And where God reigns, where the sovereign Lord is reigning, the kingdom of God is within you, there's going to be the blessing of the Lord. Whatever outside circumstances may be, whatever's going on in the world around us, whatever's going on in the streets and the houses around us, the kingdom of God is reigning in our hearts and lives. Oh, let us sing that chorus again and again. Sovereign Lord, reign in me. When he's reigning in our hearts and lives, we won't even be aware of the narrowness of the way. It'll be plenty. It will be beautiful. It will be wonderful. It's the heavenly way. And the Bible says, Jesus says, it is your Father, it is his good pleasure
to give
you the kingdom.
Amen.
And here's a test. In 1 John chapter 2 and verse 3 it says, and hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments, if we do what he says.
Amen.
There's an application to our lives. We do know that we know him if we do what he says, if we keep his commands. The word of God tells us, doesn't it? The first commandment, what is it? You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbour as yourself. The love of God shed abroad in our hearts. We can only fulfil that completely when Christ reigns within.
Amen.
For Christ to reign within, we have to be born again of the Spirit of God, born into his kingdom. And he reigns. When he fills us with his Holy Spirit, he reigns within our lives. You see, the Lord turned to those who kept following him, asking, Lord this, Lord that, Lord the other. He said, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but you don't do the things that I say? Those that know the Lord. Those that know the Lord. Hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. We do what he says.
That's right.
Hallelujah. And to know what the Lord is telling us, the Lord has filled us with his Holy Spirit, that we might get a revelation, a continual revelation of God and what God's will is for us, day by day, moment by moment. We want to be in that place. We want to be in the one who John describes in chapter 15 of John's Gospel as the true vine.
Amen.
And Jesus said in that parable of the new vine, the true vine, he said, you abide in me and I will abide in you. And if you abide in me and I in you, you will bring forth much fruit. You'll be living lives that are glorifying to God. Or, where are we today? Trust we're nowhere near the broad road and all its things that appeal to the natural man, to the flesh. I trust we've found that way of salvation We've gone in through the straight gate. We've been born again of the Spirit of God. Our sins have been forgiven. We've been cleansed by the precious blood of Jesus.
Amen.
What progress have we made? Are we still by the gate? Or are we walking now along the narrow way, day by day, moment by moment, not seeking the things that the world has, not seeking the things that the enemy is planting all around us, but seeking the Lord day by day, moment by moment, to walk with him, to talk with him, day by day and moment by moment. Can I just say, it might not seem attractive to the human mind, the straight gate and the narrow way, but every believer here this morning should be able to say, but it's the way of life and of great blessing. Let's walk along that way. Let's live that life for the Lord, moment by moment, day by day, knowing that at the end of that narrow way, when the time comes, we'll be with him in glory.
Amen.
He'll take us to be with himself. Hallelujah. And we will be with him forever. The other road, the one everyone else is going along, is destruction. Oh, hallelujah. Choose life, says the scripture. Choose life.
Amen.
In the risen Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord.